All right, we're back here on 1340 WJRW. I'm Dave Jaconet, and happy to welcome back to our studio Christy Potter. She's the director of the January series, celebrating its 30th anniversary. This coming January, Christy is in our studio, and thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's thumbnail this for those who don't know what the January series is, and it's always good to remind people. Tell us about the origin of this series 30 years ago and what it has become.
Right, so it is a lecture series that takes place on Kelvin's campus every year in January for 15 days in a row, and that lines up with our interim that we have there for our students, and so that's why it's those 15 days. Mm-hmm. So this year it's January 4 through 24, and 30 years ago, June Hammersmith took it from being a lecture series that the faculty were planning each year to something that was more substantial, that brought in national famous people, and just kind of really gave it the name that it is over the years. And so after 20 years, she retired, I took over, so it's been 10 years already, and that adds up to 30. It's hard to believe.
That's amazing. It seems like we were just talking about 25, but that was obviously 5 years ago.
Right.
So and as you piece this together, you need 15 great speakers. And I was looking at the lineup, and congratulations, because you did. Every one of these topics is something that is, it seems like, a hot button, or has real relevance. And I know that's the point of it, right?
Right. That's the whole goal. People say, you know, what is the theme of the January series? Well, we don't really have a theme unless you'd say that it's just timely topics, things of importance that are happening globally, nationally, that we need to be talking about. And so every single day is completely different. It's very eclectic by design, and we just try to talk about a lot of different topics that are important, that we need to learn more about, that we can go out and make a difference in the world by being more informed.
Absolutely. All right. And one of the conversations that we've been having for decades, but it seems like it is as important now, or more important than ever, and that is the subject of race, and you tackle that in the first week.
Right. So we have Mark Charles on that Friday, January 6th, and his topic is called Race, Trauma, and the Doctrine of Discovery. And the reason why I feel it's really important to have him on, he's a Navajo man, and there is systematic racism in our country that goes all the way back to the founding of the country, and so that's what he's very passionate about speaking about. And to him, his point of view is that it's very important for us to have a shared memory in order to heal our country and to move forward. If we don't acknowledge the past, if we don't acknowledge what's there in the founding of our country, then we're never going to heal all of our problems that we have. So racism is such a huge topic right now. So I thought this was one other way to look at that and just see that conversation.
Very good. I'm also attracted to... Well, let's start with your first speaker, 500 Years Later, Why the Reformation Still Matters. And I think that I like the subtitle there because, you know, people might think, you know, hey, 500 years ago, what's the big deal?
But Right. That's a long time ago. But it still makes a difference in the church today. And so it just kind of gives us a historical perspective of what happened then 500 years ago, what's changed since then, what still stays the same, why it all still is a significant part of the history of the church. And Corinne Mogg is our Calvin professor that will be representing us this year.
And you always have a Calvin professor at one of the lectures?
Right.
Okay,
yep.
Very cool. Do they lobby you for a spot in the...
There's so many good ones to choose from. It's always hard to decide what to do.
I have no doubt about that. Let's just keep going through the list here. We'll kind of make the time, I think, if we don't dwell too much, but poverty and profit in the American city. What a provocative topic.
Right. So Matthew Desmond is a professor of sociology at Harvard University and the co-founder of the Justice Poverty Project there. He wrote this book called Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City. It's very good. It talks about just the cycle of poverty and how the way things are set up in America, these people are not able to get out of that cycle because everything's against them. And once they've been evicted, they pretty much have no chance of, they just have this battle against them. And the evictions can come for so many different reasons and not necessarily for their because of them.
Right.
But maybe it's because of their landlords or this these games that are being played behind the scenes.
Yeah, once again, the systems.
It's the system working against them.
Yeah, and we mentioned Mark Charles, and then the following Monday, I love this idea. This is something that I know people in the technology industry, and it is mostly guys. And there might be some diversity among the male population, but it's mostly guys. And so you'll have a speaker talking about the gender gap in technology.
Right. Reshma Shajani, Closing the Gender Gap in Technology. She's the founder of the organization called Girls Who Code, which is this amazing organization of working with middle school and high school young girls, trying to mentor them into becoming coders and working in technology and working with computers. So like Calvin College has three different Girls Who Code clubs on their campus that Calvin student, female students from the computer science field are working with these young girls, encouraging them to go into this field. So we're super excited to have her on our campus.
Very cool. Let's talk about Abraham Nussbaum.
Right. His title is Tinkering in Today's Healthcare Factories, Pursuing the Renewal of Medicine. So he's from Denver. He's a physician and a writer. He wrote this book. It's a memoir called The Finest Traditions of My Calling, and it's his search for the renewal of medicine. And he's saying that the health care reform is changing the way doctors practice medicine, and that is turning physicians into technicians and hospitals into factories, and just really in search of that one-on-one, really caring for the patient for the long term.
I know a couple of doctors who have voiced similar concerns to me. Wednesday, January 11th, Gary Hagen.
Right. So this is one I'm very excited about. I've been trying to get Gary Hagen on the January series for quite a few years, and he's so busy doing such great things. But he's the founder of International Justice Mission, and he wrote a book called The Locus Effect, Why the End of Poverty Requires the End of Violence, and really talks about, you know, we cannot solve the problem of poverty around the world unless we solve the problem of violence.
That's provocative, and it makes you, I mean, just think if we could get to, I mean, these are transformative topics. So that's powerful stuff. Thursday, the 12th, you've got a team of people talking.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this day. It's going to be just totally different. Justin Skisak and Patrick Gray are two great friends. They grew up together. They've known each other all of their lives. Justin has a degenerative disease that has placed him in a wheelchair now, and he's living life in a wheelchair. And so Patrick has just come alongside him and Justin's family and said, "Now I'm going to live this with you, and I'm going to be there for you in whatever you need." And back in the spring of 2012, Justin said, "You know what I'd really like to do is I'd really like to go on the Camino de Santiago, which is a 500-mile pilgrimage through northern Spain." And so Patrick said, "I'll push you." And so they did this trip, which was pretty amazing. He had to push him along this trail the whole way, and it's a pretty rugged trip in some areas. And they ended up making a movie of this. But they just tell this heartwarming story about that, but also just other areas of their lives as well, and just the importance of not being defined by your limitations, but by how you overcome your limitations, and just the power of friendship and the power of having a community come around you and live life with you.
Very cool.
I think we'll all be in tears after that one.
I have no doubts.
I'm sure I will be.
On Friday the 13th, you'll be talking with Todd Huizenga?
Yes. He's going to talk about the EU and global governance. So just the idea of what's going on in Europe, how that affects us as, you know, as the America here, and things like Brexit and all that just is
very
important.
It's in flux.
Yep. It's a big question right now.
That's right. Monday the 16th, is that MLK Day?
Right.
Yes, okay. Yep. And that will be the topic?
So Lisa Sharon Harper will be here to help us celebrate MLK Day. And she's written a book recently called The Very Good Gospel, How Everything Wrong Can Be Made Right. And she's from the Sojourners. She's a chief church engagement officer there. She advocates for making changes and addressing structural and political injustices. So I think she'll bring us some good challenges.
Very good. On Tuesday the 17th, Doris Kearns Goodwin, the historian and author, and I think a lot of people have seen her on television talking about the political scene. And that Friday the 20th will be Inauguration Day, right?
Right.
So And it's interesting because there's a lot of things I think that will apply, that these topics will be relevant to a new presidency, whomever it is.
Right.
And it's coming. so she'll be there on that week to give some perspective, right?
Right, exactly. So thinking about, okay, what topics do we need to be discussing? You know, and obviously the political situation in the country is huge and a very large topic. But not knowing what the outcome will be come January, but knowing that that will be the week of the inauguration, I just was trying to figure out the best way to handle that. And looking at Doris Kearns Goodwin, we thought it's a great way to look back on kind of the history of presidents. She has such a wealth of knowledge about all the past presidents. So it's just, I'm excited just to tap into her knowledge. It's always fun when we get those speakers that just have this great depth of knowledge, and you can just sit there and I could listen to them for hours. But she's going to talk specifically about how did we get here, kind of a historical look back on the wild 2016 election.
It's wild and continues to be. Wednesday, the 18th, Eugene Cho.
Right. I'm excited for his topic. He wrote a book quite recently called Overrated. Are we more in love with the idea of changing the world or actually changing the world? So he's going to challenge us to actually not just talk about making a difference in the world, but actually making a difference, mm-hmm. like really living it out. And he's a pastor from out in Seattle, Washington, an urban multicultural church there. And I think he'll bring some good challenges.
There's always, it seems like over the last few years that I've been looking at the schedule, there's always a futurist, someone who's looking at how we could be. Is that a feature almost every time intentionally? Or
yeah, I think, we definitely want to be looking towards the future and mm-hmm. saying, you know, how can we do things better? What's coming in the future? Let's be looking ahead and be being prepared.
Obviously the January series attracts so many people, but all those Calvin students who are going to change the world, you know, they're
right.
excited about those topics. Thursday the 19th, you'll have a wonderful concert with Taylor Davis.
Right. She is a... just going to be really fun. That's going to be a great day. She's a YouTube sensation. She's got nearly a million subscribers following her. She's a classically trained violinist who draws her inspiration from epic films and video game scores. So listening to her, she'll be doing songs like from Star Wars and Gladiator and Hunger Games and Harry Potter. And it's just very fun, very epic music. And so listening to her online, I just got very inspired. I have a couple college student sons in my house, mm-hmm. and as I was listening to them online, they're like, oh, that's great, you know, and they were picking out all the songs and knowing all of them. And as I've been releasing the lineup, I'm finding that the college students are especially excited about that one.
Great. Okay. And Friday, Brian Dick, How to Find Love and Live Your Calling. I like that.
Right. So he's a Calvin alum. So we always like to bring back at least one alum. We have a couple of them this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this book called How to Make Your Job Your Calling. He is a professor of psychology out in Colorado State University, focusing on vocation and calling. And that's a very important topic on our college campus as we're inspiring our students to pursue their,
sure.
their callings. And so I think this will be a great day.
Okay. The Monday, January 23rd, Jeremy Courtney, maybe the most provocative title in the lineup, Christy.
Loving Our Enemies, Living Amongst ISIS. So he is living in Iraq with his family. He actually was on the January series about 5 years ago talking about the organization Preemptive Love that they have there. Originally to do heart surgeries for the children in Iraq, but really they've morphed their organization now to deal with everything that's happening over mm-hmm. there. So they're really dealing with people fleeing when ISIS comes in and out of different towns. They're helping to actually be there to feed the people. They're trying to make it possible for the people to stay there instead of becoming refugees.
Okay, and then quickly the final speaker on Tuesday the 24th.
Yeah, our last day is N.T. Wright coming back. This is actually his fifth time on the January series, coming from Scotland, renowned New Testament expert, and he will be talking about fresh perspectives on the cross, and he will be actually our Staub lecturer, which you can find out more about online there, and staying for the week to do worship symposium. So we're excited to end it with quite a powerful presentation.
Okay, and we hope to book some of these speakers as we get closer to January. calvin.edu/January is the website. Christy, thank you so much for coming.
You're
in.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And this is News Talk 1340 WJRW.